Shalom, everyone.
Hello, 大家好。
I didn't know that announcement times is also toilet break time. I see a lot of movement. Today we'll be looking at Psalms 54, a Psalms of David.
今天我们看的是诗篇第五十四篇，是大卫的诗。
Yeah, let's read it together.
让我们一起来读。
I'll be reading from the New International Version.
我会用英文来念。
You can, those who are reading Chinese, you can read it from the, the PowerPoint.
华语的请看 PowerPoint.
Yeah. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. I thought we can read together. Yeah. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regards for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foe. So Psalms 54 is a plea for deliverance.
诗篇五十四是一个祈求拯救的诗。
So I'll be telling you a lot of story today.
所以我要告诉你一个故事。
So this psalm was written when David was hiding from Saul's pursuit.
这个诗在写的时候，大卫正在逃避。
In 1 Samuel 23,
在撒母耳记第二十三章的时候
，David and his men were hiding in the desert of Ziph.
这里说大卫和他的勇士们躲在沙漠的山丘里。
Day after day, Saul searched for David and his men, but he could not find them because God protected them.
日日夜夜，扫罗在寻找攻击大卫和他的人，但是却找不到。
But guess what? David was betrayed by the Ziphite who went to inform Saul of where they were hiding.
可是呢，后来大卫却被那个西佛人出卖他。因为他们告诉扫罗大卫在哪里藏身。
Ziph is a city in the remote south of Judah.
这个西佛它是犹大城在南部的一个偏僻地。
And David belongs to the tribe of Judah.
大卫本身就属于犹大支派。
It was indeed painful for David to see that his fellow brothers went against him.
所以看到自己人出卖自己呢，肯定是很心痛的。
Further, that was not the first time that his fellow brothers betrayed him.
何况这并不是第一次大卫被兄弟出卖。
Before the Ziphite played him out,
在这个西佛人出卖之前
，David was nearly betrayed by the people of Keilah.
大卫差一点就被这个基伊拉人出卖。
In 1 Samuel 23 verse 5,
撒母耳记二十三章第五节
，David and his men helped the people of Keilah to defeat the Philistine and save the city of Keilah.
所以他说大卫和他的人呢，帮助过基拉人打败非利士人，救了那个城的子民。
Keilah is a city at the lowland of Judah.
而这个基伊拉也是犹大地的城。
Saul heard about it and went after David.
扫罗听了之后就召集兵丁去追捕大卫。
However, God told David in advance that the people of Keilah would surrender him and his men to Saul.
那是神呢，就预知了大卫说：“哎，那个基拉人他们要供出你给扫罗。”
Didn't David just save Keilah from the Philistine?
我说哈，大卫不是刚刚才从那个非利士人手中救了这些基拉人吗
？In Mandarin, we say this is 忘恩负义， right?
真的是忘恩负义的人。
So David first moved from Keilah to Ziph. We can see the map later.
所以你看那个地图，你看到大卫从基伊拉就去到西佛。
Yeah, can you see? Yeah.So he moved from Keilah to Ziph, then from Ziph he escaped to the desert of Maon.
从基拉去到西佛，从西佛又逃到马云的旷野。
Yeah, Saul and his army gave chase, and they were so close on one side of the mountain.
所以扫罗和他的兵丁就一直追，一直追，追到挨近这个山寨的一处。
Yeah, while David and his men were on the other side of the mountain.
而当时大卫和他的人又在山丘的另一处。
That's when Saul and his army almost captured David and his men.
正当扫罗和他的兵快要追捕到大卫的时候，
God allowed the Philistine to invade Israel, and Saul had to abandon his pursuit to fight the Philistine.
神就让这个腓力斯人攻打以色列，那扫罗没有办法，唯有放弃追捕，又转去攻打腓力斯人。
David and his men went again from Maon to the desert of En-Gedi.
大卫呢和他的人又逃，从马云逃到这个隐基地的山寨。
Nice scenery. If you go to Israel for your holiday, sometimes they will bring you there.
如果你去以色列旅游呢，这是很美的地方。
Yeah, you can take a bath in the pool where David and his men were there.
可以像大卫跟他的男人那样，在那里去冲凉。
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good place to hide, as there are many caves.
那个是很好的躲藏的地方，因为有很多的山洞。
Many are huge and deep, and can house thousands of people.
又大又深，可以容纳千人。
Although Saul tried to kill David,
虽然扫罗是追杀大卫，
David continued to prove his loyalty to Saul.
但大卫继续对扫罗忠诚。
He spared Saul's life not once but twice.
有两次他可以取了扫罗的性命却放弃。
Yeah, although he had the chance to kill him, he didn't.
有机会可以杀掉他，但是他没有这样做。
While hiding in the cave of En-Gedi,
在隐基地躲藏的时候，
Saul and his 3,000 men,
扫罗就带了这个三千个精兵，
chosen all over Israel and went after David.
这些兵丁呢是扫罗从这个全国当中精心挑选出来的，就是去追捕大卫。
When a king picks his army from all over the country, he must be choosing the best.
当国王这样精心挑兵的时候，一定是挑选最好的。
Choosing 3,000 elite soldiers just to fight David's 600 men.
挑了三千个精兵，只为攻打大卫的六百个人。
It showed that Saul was very determined to terminate David and his people.
就可见扫罗是执意的要消灭大卫和他的人。
But God is very humorous.
那神是幽默的。
Yeah, well, Saul was pursuing David and his men. He needed to release himself.
在追捕的时候，这个扫罗就有这个生理上的问题。
Although the Bible never say that whether he's doing a big business or a small business.
这个圣经没有提到他当时是要上大号还是上小号。
Yeah, but I believe he's doing a big business.
我相信他是要上大号。
Yeah, why? Because for men, we all and boys, yeah, men when we need to do small business, we just pick a tree or a rock, right?
所以对男人而言呢，要小便是很容易的，就是一棵树、一个石头就 OK 的。
Yeah, so I was doing the big business as he had to go into the cave to do his business in private.
这里却说扫罗要进到那个山洞里去排便，应该就是属于大号吧。
Yeah, he went into the cave where David and his men were hiding at the deep end.
他那么巧就进到大卫他的那个山洞，刚好就是大卫和他的人在躲避的那个山洞里。
And David man was like, "Aha! God sent this guy to us and told David, finish him off."
大卫的人就很高兴，你看神把这个家伙交到我们手中，你就去干掉他吧。
But David only cut off a corner of Saul's robe.
但是大卫呢，只割下了扫罗外袍的那个衣襟。
In fact, David was remorseful that he did this to God's anointed leaders.
大卫甚至还为自己这个行为感到懊悔，因为他说不应该如此对待神所恩膏的领袖。
To him, his eyes were upon the Lord and not his personal safety or taking revenge.
大卫的眼中只注视神，没有关注自己的安危或者报仇。
This was clearly stated in Psalms 54.
诗篇五十四清楚地看到。
Whereby he believed that God will rescue him, help him, and keep him alive.
这里说神深信，大卫深信神会搭救他，会帮助他，让他存活。
He need not take vengeance into his own hands.
他不需要用自己的方式进行任何的平反。
The second time David had a chance to kill Saul was at the hill of Hakila.
第二次又有机会去干掉扫罗，就是在这个哈基拉山寨。
Does he fight?Betrayed David a second time for their personal benefits.
那时候那个西佛人真的很没有用，他们为了自己的利益又再次出卖扫罗大卫。
他 saw and his 3,000 men pursue David again and camp beside the hill of Hakila.
当时扫罗和他的三千精兵追捕大卫，然后在哈基拉山之路扎营。
At night, David and his nephew Abishai went into Saul's camp.
那一晚。 大卫和他的侄儿亚比塞就进入了扫罗的营里。
They took Saul's spear and a jug next to Saul's head.
就在那个扫罗的头的旁边取走了扫罗的枪还有他的水瓶。
Yeah, to prove that they were close enough to kill him, but they didn't.
显示他们足以能够取他的性命，却没有如此做。
Again, David's focus was on the Lord's anointed and God's timing.
我们再次看到大卫所关注的是神所高立的人，还有神的时机。
David did not name the Ziphite as the one whom betrayed him in this psalm.
在诗篇里，大卫没有提到西佛人出卖他。
Instead, he faced the betrayer through a desperate prayer for help, as in verse 1 and 2.
大卫面对背叛的方法呢，是在这绝望中，求神帮助。
In verse 3, he wrote about the character of his opponents and his life-threatening situation.
在第三节，他就形容了敌人的性格和自己所面临的那个生死情况。
Those arrogant fools and ruthless people were David's fellow tribal brothers.
那些很傲慢的、很强悍的仇敌，其实就是大卫自己的同族、他的支派的兄弟。
They had no regard for their covenantal relationship.
他们却没有遵守这个誓约的情谊。
No regards for God.
也没有重视神的吩咐。
Refused to keep their eyes on God's teaching, but rather follow their ruthless way.
不遵循神的指导，反而选择了跟从他人强悍、凶残的做法。
In verse 4,
在第四节,
we saw the thematic statement of David's confidence in God as his helper and sustainer.
就看到大卫这个重要的宣告，显示了他对神帮助他和保守他的信心。
However, in verse 5, David prayed for divine intervention to render justice on his enemies.
第五节，大卫就祈求神介入，要执行公义，惩罚仇敌。
Let evil recoil on those who slander me.
大卫这样写，他说啊，愿灾祸报应我的仇敌身上。
In your faithfulness, destroy them.
神啊，因你的信实，消灭他们吧。
Some of you might be thinking, didn't Jesus taught us to love our enemies?
你们在座的或许会疑问说，耶稣不是教导我们要爱仇敌吗？
Why did David ask God to destroy his enemies?
为什么大卫叫神消灭他的仇敌呢？
Verse 5 is not about hating our enemies or taking revenge.
第五节并不是叫我们要恨仇敌或者报仇。
But to acknowledge as human, we sometimes or perhaps often do get affected by those whom hurt us and wish that their evil recoil on themselves.
而是承认我们身为人都有软弱，我们时常会因为别人伤害自己而期望他们受到恶的报应。
We may not fully comprehend those words of pain and rage as we need not run for our lives like David.
我们或无法完全体会大卫的伤痛，还有他的愤怒，因为我们不必像他那样的常常逃命。
Yeah, can I have the next slide, the map?
你再看一下地图吧。
Yep.As you can see, David and his men had to run for their life from Keilah to the desert of Ziph.
大卫和他的人是一直在逃命的，他们从这个基伊拉逃到西佛。
And from Ziph to the desert of Maon.
再逃到马云的旷野。
Maon to the desert of En-Gedi.
从马云到隐基地。
En-Gedi to the hill of Hakila.
隐基地到哈基拉。
Sleeping on hard rocks and in caves.
睡在石头上，住在山洞里。
Enduring the cold nights of the desert land.
忍受寒冷的夜晚，还有饥饿。
And not having enough food to feed 600 men.
饥饿，因为600个人找不到食物。
And in constant intense stress to run for their lives.
时时刻刻在逃亡中惊恐压力。
This running did not happen just for a few days or a few weeks.
而这种逃亡不是几天或者几个星期。
They ran for years.
他们逃亡了几年啊。
Would we have prayed any differently?
我们自己的祷告会是怎样的呢？
We need to understand that David is after all of blood and flesh.
我们必须明白大卫也是血肉之身。
God is our helper if only we would set our eyes upon him.
神是我们的帮助，我们唯有注视他。
Remember the song we just sang during our worship, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus?
我们刚才唱的诗歌说，当转眼仰望耶稣。
Keeping our eyes upon Jesus changes the way we see our challenges and the situation that we are in.
当我们定睛仰望耶稣，会改变我们如何看待我们所面对的挑战，还有我们的处境。
Allowing Him to be the helper to stand over us，
使到主成为那位帮助我们的掌握者。
To hold us and sustain us，
使到主支撑我们，保守我们。
I asked an elderly lady why she didn't report to the police when her former domestic helper stole her money。
有一次我问一个老妇人，我说为何那个帮佣偷了你的钱，你不去报警呢？
Her reply truly humbled me.
她的答复让我虚心学习。
She said,
她说
The money belongs to Jesus.
钱财属于耶稣。
Let Jesus deal with it himself.
就让耶稣去处理吧。
Her eyes were truly on Jesus even when misfortune fell upon her.
当有不幸的事发生在自己身上的时候，她依然注视着耶稣。
We are so blessed in Singapore that we can attend church, we can declare our faith freely.
我们在新加坡是很蒙福的，我们可以自由参加教会，公开我们的信仰。
Some of you might have heard of the persecution of Christians in China in the last few years.
我们当中或许有人听过中国信徒在国内所面对的逼迫。
Take a look at this picture.
看看这个照片。
Nice church building.
这是一个很华丽、很美的教堂。
This is in 厦门。
在厦门的一个教堂。
Yeah. Although the church spends millions to build this new church building,
虽然教会花费了几百万建立这个教堂，
the authority refused to grant them the permit to use it as a place of worship.
政府却不批这个执照让这个建筑物进行崇拜。
They can only use it for other purposes.
他们没有用这个教堂来进行其他的用处。
Just end of last year,
而去年底呢？
I met a Singaporean pastor who has been serving this church and doing ministry work in 厦门 for more than 20 years.
我遇到一位在这个教会服侍的新加坡人牧师，他在厦门服侍了超过20年。
His permit to live in China was cancelled without any reason, and his ministry was thus affected.
而他在中国的居留证就无理由的被拒绝了，如今必须离开，事工也受到影响。
A sister from 厦门 shared that the wave of persecution of Christians has spread from the north of China, now reaching the south.
一位从厦门的姐妹就分享了逼迫是如何从中国的北方临到南方。
In the northern region,
在北方，
many churches were demolished by the authority.
许多教会都会被当局拆毁。
Can we have the next slide, please? Yep.Cross on churches were burnt and taken down.
十字架呢，从教堂上被烧毁或者取下来。
Pastors and church leaders were arrested for unknown reason.
教会的牧者和领袖会被无辜的坐进监牢。
It's like a repeat of the Cultural Revolution in the late 60s.
就好比60年代那个文化大革命。
Scary, isn't it?
非常可怕。
Young people, you know what is Cultural Revolution in China?
年轻人还知道文化大革命是什么事吗？
Only one or two nodded. So if you're not aware of what is Cultural Revolution, okay, go and Google. Our good teacher now is Google. Yeah, you can Google what is Cultural Revolution in China.
不熟悉的话，就去你的老师，你的好老师 Google 去 check 一下吧。
Yeah. Let me share with you a video on the persecution of Christians in Uzbekistan.
现在让我分享一个平时是在这个乌兹别克斯坦信基督徒所面对的。
Okay, before we talk, look at the video. You see that nice church there on the left?
你看到左边那个美丽的教堂吗？
They could house like 50,000 Christians on a weekly basis.
那里大概500万的一个信徒吧。
Yeah, it was demolished.
却被那个当局就拆毁了。
And what is left is in the next picture.
剩下你看看下一张照片吧，就是。
Only the cross is left.
剩下那个十字架。
Yeah, let's go to the video.
看看另一个逼迫的情况。乌兹别克斯坦。
In my country, Christians are persecuted for their faith.My friend, David Alexandra, is now in prison since 3.5 years. His 3 daughters are growing up without their father.
Например, очень было это тяжело, потому что я с детства, я, можно сказать, папина дочка. То есть для меня папа, ну просто не очень было тяжело.
I was also imprisoned for teaching about Christ. My name is Salavat. I'm a pastor in northern Uzbekistan. I had been convicted and sentenced to 8 years in prison. After I served only 4 months, they dropped the charges and released me. I was praising God and went home to my wife and 2 daughters. When I got there, my little girl was so excited to see me. The police had been watching our house, and no one had been able to help my family. The food was gone, and for the last week they had nothing but water. Our baby couldn't even nurse because my wife had no milk to give her. In prison, I had endured many things, but nothing prepared me for seeing my family like this. My wife asked me, "What will we do?" And I said, "We will pray, and our God will provide." The next morning, I went to work in the garden. Nothing was growing, but I didn't know what else to do. When my daughter came out to help me, she asked, "If we work in the garden, will your God give us bread?" I told her to wait, to trust in God. So we just kept working. We kept praying. A few hours later, 2 men suddenly appeared at our house. They asked if my name was Salavat. I said yes, and asked them what their names were. They said it wasn't important. And when I reached out to shake their hands, one of them placed an envelope in mine. I looked and saw that it was full of money. When I looked up, the men were gone. I don't know who they were or where they came from, but my daughter and I rejoiced. God had provided. As I share this story, I am now again being watched by the police and could be arrested at any time. I am not afraid of going back to prison, but I pray, please God, don't let my family go hungry. We can no longer meet in our church building. So we worship in the desert. Only a few brothers are able to gather at a time. We cannot even bring our Bibles. In Uzbekistan, some are afraid. Others believe the persecution is a test of our faith. David's family says this testing is hard, but it has made them stronger.
Меня зовут Саша, мне 14 лет, и мой отец, он уже 3.5 года сидит в тюрьме, потому что он пастор церкви. У меня есть большая просьба для вас, просто молиться за него, за его освобождение, просто за его здоровье, чтобы в душе он был спокоен просто и держался за Бога.
How we pray if we had a young lady whose father was in prison for pastoring a church.
如果你是刚才那个青少年那个女孩，你的父亲因为是牧师而被关进监牢，你会如何祷告呢？
We pray like David in verse 5.
我们会不会像大卫在第五节那样的祷告说？
Thank God for small home churches in many parts of China.
我为着这个中国许多的家庭教会要感恩。
I had the privilege to visit one a year ago and was deeply touched by their love for Christ.
去年我有机会探访其中的一个家庭教会，被他们的爱主的心深深的感动。
I have to mask their face to protect them.
要把那个保护他们呢，必须在照片上盖着脸。
The pastor of the home church does not receive a salary.
这个家庭教会的牧师并没有受薪。
I heard most home church pastors need a day job to support themselves.
我听说许多家庭教会的牧者白天都有自己的工作，自供自养。
What the authority failed to realize is that the more they persecute Christians,
当局没有想到的是，他们越逼迫信徒。
The more Christianity was spread like wildfire.
基督教信仰就越发的传遍。
We witnessed that in the Bible during Paul's time.
我们在初期教会的增长，保罗时代就见证了这个现象。
Our God is big.
神是何等的伟大。
I know most of us do not have to run for our life like David or face persecution.
知道我们大部分人不必像大卫那样的去在逼迫中逃亡。
However, in our everyday life, we face challenges or worry about studies or work.
但是在每日的生活当中，我们总会面对挑战，为了许多事情而操心。为了学业，为了事业。
We worry about family, our children, our health.
为了家庭、孩子、健康，我们操心。
My son asked me a question regarding prayer, which I have no answer.
我儿子问我一个关于祷告的问题，我无法答复。
Why did God heal some people of their illness?
他问为什么神医治一些人？
But never answered the prayer of many whom died eventually.
却不医治那许许多多其他的人，以致他们最终也死去。
Doesn't God hear the disappointment in their heart?
难道神不听他们心中的失望吗？
I share this with a heavy heart.
我分享这样心里面感到很不好受。
I don't have the answer.
因为我没有答复。
I told my son, maybe we will ask God when we go to heaven.
我告诉儿子，或许你见到神的时候就去问神吧。
Yes, we do get disappointed, or maybe our faith shaken a little when our prayers are not answered.
是的，我们会感到失望，或者我们信心会动摇，当我们的祷告神没有按我们的意愿而答复我们。
It is a constant struggle for us.
我们一定会挣扎的。
Are we able to turn our eyes upon Jesus and let Him take over?
我们是否能够转眼定睛仰望耶稣，让耶稣掌权？
Let's learn from David.
我们要向大卫学习。
At one of his lowest moments in life,
在他生命最失落的时候，
he committed his future to God.
他把自己的未来交托给神，
and praised God for His goodness.
然后赞美神的美好。
Verse 6 is not to be seen as bargaining with God.
在第六节这里不是看跟神在讨价还价。
If you do this for me, I will promise to do something in return.
不是跟神说你为我做这个呢，我就答应做那个来回报你。
Task in verse 7.
所以在第七节。
He displayed the confidence of God's deliverance.
大卫是展现了自己对神的拯救的十足信心。
Stating it as an accomplished fact.
他把拯救写成是一个已经成就了的事情。
Despite he was still on the run.
即使他目前还在逃命。
Although David was anointed as the next Israel king.
大卫虽然是神所恩高的以色列下一任君王。
He had to wait to realize the promise.
但他必须等待这个允许的实现。
He did not take things into his own hands.
大卫不按自己的做法来行事。
The difficult circumstances in life,
这些生命中艰难的事情，
and the times of waiting,
很难熬的等待，
often refine, teach, and prepare us for the future responsibility God has for us.
往往就是磨练，去教导，预备我们去完成神所托付我们的职责。
Whenever we encounter crisis, do we look at the danger or the opportunity?
每当我们面临了这个危机，我们是看到其中的危险还是机会呢？
My slide, thank you. Yeah. Let us learn to see Jesus in our daily life.
让我们学习天天注视看到耶稣。
In any crisis or challenging situation,
无论任何的危机或者挑战，
Let's be reminded that God is our helper.And He will sustain us.
让我们紧紧地记得，神是我们的帮助，他会保守我们。
Focus on the opportunity.
专注于机会。
Rather than the danger.
而不要只看到危险。
And see Jesus in it.
并且要看到耶稣在其中。
Are you able to see Jesus in the Word?
你是否看到耶稣在这个危机的治理呢？
Can I have my next slide, please? Yeah. Let's give him praise in all circumstances and believe that he will deliver us.
在各样的处境中，让我们给予神一切的赞美，我们去信靠他必拯救我们。
Amen.
Amen.